It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are planning one of the state's biggest tax changes in years. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Democrats in the legislature introduced a pair of bills on Monday that would give new tax benefits to lower-income families and small businesses and pay for it by eliminating or changing some of the rules that other businesses and wealthier people use to lower their tax bills. Among the most notable changes is a state tax credit that would pay $600 per child per year for families making less than $85,000. Here's Representative Emily Sirota, a co-sponsor.
The word fairness is my North Star here, and ensuring that we are supporting our low and middle income working Coloradans and small businesses.
The bill's sponsors say they won't require voter approval. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill that would generate billions of dollars in new revenue for the state's transportation system cleared its first hurdle at the Capitol Monday. Democratic State Senator Faith Winter says the bill tries to balance competing interests like road expansion and environmental concerns.
And so I hope that we continue to move forward and say, this isn't exactly what we want, but it's what we can get. And it's a first step for all of these issues.
Republicans want more money to go to road construction and less to electric vehicle infrastructure and transit. Denver police have arrested a 40-year-old man for shooting an officer with a sawed-off shotgun over the weekend. Police Commander Matt Clark said the wounded officer was shot in his legs and pelvis. Clark said the incident started late Saturday night when officers went to a home on a report of a man trespassing on a back porch. After the trespasser shot at officers, one officer returned fire and missed. AAA Colorado projects nearly 700,000 Coloradans will travel over Memorial Day weekend. That would be a big increase from last year. Hotel bookings suggest that Denver and Colorado Springs will be popular destinations for travelers from other states. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.